morning. This is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David, and I'm glad you're here with me this morning. We are taking a look at Hanukkah this week, and I have been telling you the story. And basically, to sum up where we are in that story, a wicked Greek king, Antiochus IV, is telling all of the Jews that they must stop worshiping the God of the Bible and they must worship pagan gods, the gods of the Greeks. And this all begins about 170 BC before Christ was born. And many Jews start saying, okay, well, we'll worship the Greek gods then. We don't want to be put to death. But other Jews stood up and said, no, we cannot do that. We will worship God no matter the cost. 80,000 Jews are put to death. But one Jew in particular, a priest in a small town, says enough is enough and takes up arms and fights, I believe, in accordance with the laws of God at that time. And God gives him success. Imagine living in those times. You've got to pick sides. The Greek army, which seems unbeatable, will put you to death if you don't get in line and worship pagan gods. Or you can line yourself up with the now newly formed army made out of untrained soldiers who are just simply rebels who have decided we'd rather die than do what the Greeks tell us to do. And we know we probably will, but we'll do anything we can to stop them. And so your choices are go along with the Greeks and you'll probably end up living and having a nice, comfortable life, or join the rebels and you and your loved ones may soon die. You can expect to soon die. And you're going to live a pretty hard life. You know, you don't know where you're going to live, where you're going to be, where your next meal is going to come from, or when you're going to be in battle and be killed. So this is your choice. Now, this is very much like what will happen in the final days. When the Antichrist is on earth, he will intensely persecute Christians, and you will have to make a choice. And much like the days of Hanukkah, this time when the Jews were revolting, I don't believe that Christians will revolt militarily then, but Revelation tells us that they will defeat the Antichrist and Satan by being willing to give up their lives rather than to worship Satan. And so we see some parallels. We also see that the Antichrist that is to come will stop sacrifices in the temple and proclaim himself to be God. We see Antiochus IV, back in the days of Hanukkah, is stopping sacrifice in the temple, is speaking boastfully about himself, even in a sense declaring himself to be God. So there are a lot of parallels here. I think this is a prophetic event. It tells us what will happen when the Antichrist comes. But the good news is that the Antichrist, just like Antiochus IV, will be defeated. And God triumphs in the end. And this is what so much of Bible prophecy is about. It is worth the cost, no matter how intimidating a wicked world leader may be who says, don't worship God, no matter what he may threaten you with, no matter what he may do to you, it is worth it to stay obedient to Jesus Christ. That is the message, really, of Hanukkah. And what happened is eventually this group, this Jewish army, recaptures the Temple Mount where Antiochus IV had built an altar to Zeus. And they tear down that altar to Zeus, and they build a new temple, and they're ready to rededicate the temple so that it can be used again to worship the true God. And so they decide to have or observe a Feast of Sukkot. Sukkot is that feast in the Bible that was done to celebrate the tabernacle. It was done when the first temple was built. It is an eight-day festival in which we think of how God can dwell with his people through the temple system. Revelation takes that imagery and says God one day will dwell with his people in the New Jerusalem, which then there's this beautiful description of heaven, this New Jerusalem with the pearly gates and streets of gold, and it's described very much like a temple. And so I believe that Sukkot is always a feast that is predicting one day how God will be with his people in this giant temple, heaven. That's how John pictures it in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. And so they say, you know what, we need to have Sukkot. We need to have an eight-day festival to rededicate the temple. The only problem is Sukkot had passed. It was about 2 months after the time to celebrate Sukkot. But they do it anyway. It just came late in the year, and so they now call it the Feast of Dedication. It was observed very much like Sukkot. It just comes later in the year. And one of the things you do is you light the menorah in the temple. And one of the problems was they did not have enough oil to keep the light burning for 8 days. Now, we don't know if this is historically true or not. It is late sources that tell us this, but this is one of the most well-known events in Hanukkah, is that the little bit of oil that should have only lasted 1 day lasted all 8 days of the celebration of this feast that becomes known as the Feast of Dedication, which in Hebrew is Hanukkah. And so Jewish people from then on, and Jesus would have done this as well, were told that they should honor, commemorate, and celebrate Hanukkah. There are 8 days of Hanukkah. It is a time to remember that God was faithful and gave deliverance to those Jews who ultimately were faithful to him, who would willingly lay down their lives rather than compromise their faith in God. And there are so many stories of brave, faithful actions, including a woman who was tortured and would not relent because she had her hope in a better resurrection to come. She says, even though you take my life here, it would be better for me to die here and be part of the resurrection to come than to live as a pagan and deny myself the opportunity of the resurrection. That is what the author of Hebrews talks about. So Hebrews is another New Testament book that mentions Hanukkah. Well, I hope that you are encouraged to learn the background behind this story. And there's certainly nothing wrong with Christians honoring Hanukkah and having some kind of celebration incorporated into what you celebrate in the holidays at Christmas time. I think that Hanukkah also confirms the Bible. Every detail that I have outlined of what actually happened between 170 and 164 BC, Daniel talks about in Daniel's chapter 8 and 11 in incredible detail, even talking about the 2300 days, which end up that it was 2300 days. We don't know for sure exactly how many days, but we can tell that it may have been exactly that many, or at least was very close to it from the time that Antiochus the IV began persecution of the Jews until Hanukkah, the rededication of the temple, in December of 164 BC. How is Hanukkah celebrated today? Well, generally gifts are given. There is one candle of the menorah that is lit each night, kind of like Christians have the Advent candle. Jews will light one candle the first night, then two candles the second night, and so on, going through the 8 days. They celebrate that God delivered his people and that the temple was rededicated. There are also some fun traditions that have grown up around it. Children play a game called dreidels, where they can win gold coins, which are really chocolate coins, and you can find those gold-covered chocolate coins in a lot of stores today. My kids do that. That's just a fun thing to add to celebrate Hanukkah. And, you know, why not? I say, why not add more holidays? You know, we do so many fun things for Christmas. Why not do some fun things for Hanukkah? It is something that goes far back that the early Christians would have observed and honored. And it sets the stage that we should remember those who had courage and would not compromise their faith in God. Therefore, we too are encouraged not to compromise our faith in God. Well, I'll say a few closing things about Hanukkah tomorrow, share another story with you about what happened at Hanukkah. But I hope this has been encouraging to you. I also would like to encourage you to check out the Facebook site, Trust the Bible. You can find information about this topic and other topics that we've covered in the past. And I'll be talking too about some Christmas events we have coming up at our church in Fairfax, Fairfax First Baptist Church. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.